Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's the Grinch.
No, it's not. It's
the Grinch.
I keep saying it's literally like
this is such a professional
job. We've hired a professional Grinch. And it's not Sophia. Like, it's scaring me. Like, all the videos. All the videos of the Grinch. Like, at Universal.
I look better than him.
She looks better than him. And I can't even cope with it.
We've been in glam for quite a few hours now.
The sun is set upon us in Whoville.
In Whoville. Another day has come to an end in Whoville.
It's about 7 p.m. Sophia got her nose on at 10 a.m.
It's been a long day.
So it's been a long day of mouth breathing.
We also realized throughout the day that we may sound slightly nasal. That is because we cannot breathe through our noses. So if you are listening on audio, I would recommend hopping over to YouTube for this one.
I truly would.
Otherwise, you might start to get a little bit pissed off.
It's definitely a sight for the eyes.
It's definitely a sight for sore eyes.
Because I'm getting a bit of a dry mouth, as you would say.
Absolutely.
As you would say here. In Whoville. Okay, right. So we want to...
Merry Christmas.
We just want to wish you a Merry Christmas. So, right, that's the episode.
Merry Christmas.
Right, okay. We got a question of the week this week.
Yeah, let's get into it, guys. I'm Cindy the Grinch. Chintzy is Cindy Lou Who. We're just here to
slay the day. Honestly, you know, dressing up as Shrek, we got a taste for dressing up.
We've got a taste and for it. And now we're addicted.
It really struck us, didn't it?
And we were
like, we have to do this again. And we have to do it better.
And here we are. We've leveled up.
Instantly, we thought, well, what another iconic duo? Well, it's, of course, the Grinch is Cindy Lou Who.
Because it's iconic. And I love to do iconic
You do only
shit.
Iconic shit.
And Chintzy is looking great as a blonde.
Honestly, like, I think it's so cute.
We love the noses.
Lydia says it looks like my normal nose.
Slay.
I said, oh, thank you. Right, okay.
4 o'clock, while I'm in self-pity.
Pretty. Right, question of the week this
5 week.
5 o'clock,
jazzercise.
I'm on phone
question
duty today.
Question of the week. I cannot use my phone because my hands are green and hairy.
Ugh, so Evangelina!
It's all on Cindy Lou today, right. Folks. Take it away, Chintz.
So we've got... How did you find out?
Wait. If anyone is listening with their kids, cover their ears.
Why?
Because you're about to say the question of the week.
Oh, warning,
seriously.
Warning.
Anyone's listening with small children, cover their ears, please.
Below the age of 16, because honestly, the magic can stay alive up until the 14th.
The magic can stay alive.
Because you know it's kind of like unspoken with the friends when you're like 14.
14?
Yeah, you're like, of course, yes. And it's like, oh yeah, he's definitely not real.
Wait, I was thinking more like 9.
9?
14?
What? That was definitely at school.
What?
And you're like, but it's like unspoken. It's like,
what?
He's definitely, not real, is he?
14?
My parents kept the magic alive. I don't know about Fiona and Grant.
Could tell you're the oldest sibling. My dreams were crushed at an early age. Jesus, 14?
How old are you at 14?
14.
What year is that at school? 7?
That's like year 9.
Oh, fuck.
That's like prepping for GCSEs.
Okay.
Okay, on with the question of the week.
Okay, so cover the children's ears. Or put them in another room.
Yeah.
How did you find out that Santa wasn't real? Sophia, how did you?
I remember it well.
Yeah, go ahead. Please do tell.
So I was at primary school.
Yes.
And I had an older brother. Have.
He's since not around.
Well, I'm the Grinch now, so I'm just embodying this lonely energy. But I do have a family. So yeah, I've got an older brother, and because I was the younger one, you know, it was always like, oh, yes. You know, when you've got an older sibling, I feel like that's kind of the vibe.
Yes.
And I remember quite from an early age, like my brother would be like, you know, it's defo mum leaving these presents. Like, let's try and like catch her in the act. And we'd always try and like catch her on Christmas Eve, like, you know, doing shit. And then I specifically remember, but I still kind of believe, you know, in the magic. And I specifically remember being in primary school, maybe like, yeah, it must have been in year four.
Yeah. Four?
Because my brother was still at the school.
So how old are we there then in year four? I've got no concept of age.
Eight?
Okay.
And then my brother's friend, we were in the canteen.
Yeah.
And my brother's friend, Alessio.
Alessio, all right.
Okay. Was like, yeah.
He's still alive and
yeah,
kicking.
Was asking all the kids like if they believe in Santa. And he was like, yeah, Soph, like, you know, don't you? And
mean
I was like,
boy,
I know.
Energy.
And I was like, yeah, I know. And then I was like, oh my God, wait, do I? And that was a moment that's always stuck with me.
Really?
I was like, yeah, of course I know
what
that.
What was Alessio?
I knew that.
Alessio Viola?
Yes. Shout out. Lovely family, lovely people. Yeah. Said, yeah, you don't believe in Santa, do you? To like all these kids. And he was like, Soph, like, you know. And I was like, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
So I was just doing it to like play cool.
Stop.
But then I was like, I do really.
With the big boys.
With the older brothers trying to fit in. You know, that's been my upbringing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that was my story.
That's been my upbringing.
What about you,
Back
Chintz?
In my hands. Right.
Chintz was in year 10, age of 16.
Well, right. No, I don't remember what age I was. It must have been primary school. God, I wasn't starting secondary school.
I don't know.
Believing. Or was I?
Or were you?
No, but I remember because my mum and dad, they would, every Christmas, they would put flower footsteps into each of our rooms.
That's very creative.
Oh my God, I thought that was real magic snow.
Yeah, that's very creative.
Mum and dad, they'd be like, oh God, it's a nightmare to clean this. Why does he keep leaving this? These footsteps. Like, fucking hell.
Santa's really been it.
You know, fucking hell, you really stepped up.
Yeah.
Here, I remember when I used to have the bunk bed.
Yes.
So this was the time it faded. So I was asleep. So I was asleep.
Of course.
Suddenly, the door creaks. It's Romano on his hands and knees with a stencil and a bag of flour.
Oh, no. Dreams crushed.
Stencil, bag of flour.
I bet your heart sunk.
Yeah, and I was like, fucking hell. Oh my fuck. Close my eyes. See, I've seen what I needed to see. What's that? TikTok?
Romana, that's all I needed to see.
But I don't think I said anything the next. I mustn't have.
No, you must be too scared.
No, because also I had Lydia and Mariana who were much younger.
Yeah.
I didn't want to spoil the magic for them because it was still, oh my God. And I think I was still maybe going, oh wow, Santa has really been here.
Yeah.
Looking around, side eye.
Yeah. Romana.
And then I think I probably went, oh God, yeah, this is self-raising flower, isn't it? Yeah. Give it a...
Definitely flower.
Oh, I can't sniff. Oh, almost lost my breath.
Whoa. It's hard to sniff with these masks on.
And that was the moment the magic died.
Well, let's find out your
guys'
moments.
So
what have we got here?
We've got... Oh, see, this is, you know, us kids.
We're smart.
I noticed that Santa had the same gloves as my dad.
Do you know what else I noticed as well? That Santa had the same handwriting as my mother.
Yes.
Like on the tags, it'd be like, to Sophia, love from Santa. I'm like, this is so weird. You and mum have the same calligraphy.
Right. The local vicar told us in year two.
Year two.
The PTA was outraged. Absolutely.
Absolutely the PTA was
the
outraged.
Vicar, that is the vicar. Oh.
Call the vicar now.
Wait, what did she say? Oh, it could the vicar see me now?
His doctor. Could the doctor see me now?
And then doesn't Joey go,
The vicar won't be home for hours.
Yeah, that's it. The vicar won't be home for hours.
Joey, where did you learn that word?
I saw my dad doing the stocking and going downstairs to put the presents under the tree.
Oh, it's always classic.
It's like they think they're still getting away with it until they're not.
Yeah. But it's always nice to just believe, isn't it?
Yeah, realised Santa's handwriting was the same as my dad's. A classic.
Classic mistake. I mean, parents, come on. Mix it up a little bit.
My mum left a tag on the gift and we all saw it at the same time and I burst into tears. Of course, because it's not meant to have come from a shop. It's meant to have come from the elves.
Of course.
And what, there's an Argos fucking tag on it.
Summons a missing.
Something's not right.
Well, we're very switched on.
Mum told her in front of me.
I bet your mum was pissed.
Yeah,
off. Outraged.
My friend's mum told me and my mum was fuming.
I bet she was. Wow, that's not fair.
Walked into the living room and my dad was eating the carrot and the mince pie we put out. Come on.
That's for Santa.
My mum had the sniffles. I then heard the same sniffles filling up my stocking.
Oh, for goodness sake. Blow your nose, Susan. Spoiling the magic.
Found the wrapping paper that Santa used in my mum's wardrobe.
Oh, God.
For fuck's sake.
Oh, gosh. You know what I have been seeing some parents do on TikTok, which I think is quite magical. You can request for a letter to be sent to your house.
Yes, from the North Pole.
And it's like, you've been very good this year. Like, can't wait to visit you shortly. Yeah. Like, I've got my list and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh, that's lovely and magical. I'd have liked to receive that.
I remember we would go on the old crickety computer and it was Attract Santa Live.
Oh, I loved Attract Santa.
And it was like, oh, yeah, he's in Stockholm right now.
Yeah. And they were like, you better get to bed because he's going to be here soon.
Yeah, that's what it was. He's just going to cross the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, he's in China right now. Yeah. That was brilliant. Yeah. Oh, God. Good
times.
Searched
it up on the internet in an IT lesson in year three. Is Santa real? I have to know right now. Santa real? Guys, news just in.
Gather around. Oh, God.
I was so scared of him that my mum had to tell me because I cried all of Christmas Eve.
Oh, you're afraid of him. Yeah, it is kind of spooky.
So we've got a lot of older brothers breaking the news, older sisters.
Yeah, that's inevitable, I think.
One of Zoella's YouTube videos when I was in primary school.
Oh, Zoe.
Not Zoella. Not Zoe breaking hearts.
Oh, Zoe. I hope we've not broken any hearts.
We had a whole class discussion about it in primary school. People cried. Okay, right. We'll leave it there.
People cried.
There was tears.
Oh, no.
Oh, someone said a bitch stood up in reception class and told everyone. Guys, you're all being lied to.
Our parents are lying to us, guys.
We must open our eyes. See the truth, the reality.
We have to grow up.
Right.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay.
Right, should we do some dilemmas?
Yes, please.
It's almost Christmas time. Right, guys. Almost Christmas time.
Right, where are they?
Right.
Not that mail, is it?
It's in the, see, she's not used to this. It's in the mail.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Right. Okay, listen up. Please, who remembers Winter Celibacy Man?
Let's just wind our minds back.
Yes.
Couple weeks, we've got an update.
Yes. So who remembers the girl was seeing the man from the gym?
Yeah.
He didn't want to have sex because he's on winter celibacy. Had they had sex?
No.
Never.
They were kissing, taking clothes off.
That was it.
And it was like, whoa, got to hold myself back. I'm actually celibate throughout winter.
I'm really focusing on muscle growth this winter season.
And then she was like, but you know, I actually quite like him. You know, I could see something.
Yes.
But he wasn't messaging her and following up.
And then it was getting awkward in the gym, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Because he was being celibate over winter. Okay, so.
Listen to this.
Sarah has wrote in saying, I think someone wrote in about the guy I'm seeing.
So this is another girl
who has been seeing Winter Celibacy Man, we think.
Okay, so just, you know, on a happy Wednesday, she's in her car.
Yeah, listening.
And she's thinking, hang on.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's celibate throughout winter as
well.
Possibly. We've not actually read it, but let's see what she's going to say.
Okay, hey girls.
Love the updates. Honestly, I love the cross-contamination of the listeners.
So I've emailed in before about a dilemma and I am a consistent watcher of the poddy.
Thank you.
When watching your podcast from Wednesday the 20th,
she's so specific.
When watching your podcast from Wednesday 29th of November, I had a feeling. A gut feeling. It was about a guy who says he's celibate through winter. All signs added up to it being the guy I'm seeing. Brian. The girl in the email expressed on their night of hanging out, he arrived after 1 a.m.
She did say that.
She did. Brian and I have been seeing each other since the end of May. So I'm assuming you guys have had sex then, because it was in summer.
Summer.
Prime mating season.
Yeah, absolutely.
He wasn't so focused on hibernation. Absolutely.
In a shredding period.
Yes. Yeah, he's already shredding. Then it's bulking. Sex. Brian and I have been seeing each other since the end of May. He works a nighttime bartending job, meaning he finishes any time between 1 and 3 a.m. That checks out that, he was going around to another girl's house after 1.
It's starting to add up, isn't it?
I work at the same venue as a waitress.
Okay.
Okay, so you work where he works.
Yeah.
However, due to starting most mornings at 7 a.m., I am out of work at 11 p.m. and at home asleep.
Okay.
Right. One night, oh my God, this is literally crazy. One night, a few weeks ago after shift, he got out at 1 and I continued to stay on shift.
Right, okay.
His replies slowed down and he never let me know he was home. Oh my God.
Shit.
Lucy, this is crazy stuff.
Fuck.
Oh my God. So I continue to stay on shift. His replies were slower. He never let me know he got home. So I assume usually he's home now, wish you were here. Hope the shift goes well, you know.
Come round
when
you get
off. So I checked the location.
Oh, fuck.
On Find My Friends. Brian was in a part of the city where 90% of uni students live till around 5 a.m. in the morning.
That's what she said. They were talking for hours. Oh no.
Fuck off. I thought this was weird, but didn't feel the need to bring it up due to not being his girlfriend. Right.
But you've been seeing this guy since May.
Yes.
Oh my God. I'm actually really sorry.
So this was a few weeks ago.
Because you found out you've been cheated. Well, yeah, you've been cheated on.
Why even bother? You're winter celibate.
Right.
So you're just wanting to go form a new connection with this girl, but then he's being weird with the new girl anyway.
They've been flirting at the gym, hadn't they?
Yes.
And he obviously thought there's no way you two are going to cross paths.
Of course, because you're his work girl.
And let's face it, you never would have known if it wasn't for this show.
Exactly.
What are the chances of that?
What are the
Both girls
and
listeners.
All the men in the UK, you better watch your fucking backs.
You better watch your back at night, I tell you.
Seriously.
You better sleep with one eye open,
folks. At least turn off that Find My Friends location, you freaks.
Because we're out here just exposing all the men out here.
Yeah, it's incredible. Right, okay.
We could take up a new little segment, Catching the Cheaters.
Honestly, that would be fantastic for me.
We could do call-outs.
If anyone's like suspicious of a behavior from a night, we can call it out here.
Yeah.
Wait for the responses.
Yeah. See what we get back.
Yeah. Wait for the hard facts. We'd have to fact check it. We'd have to see two pictures of the men you're talking about so that we make sure they're the same man.
Very true.
Because otherwise we could just have...
It'd be like that show, Cheaters, remember?
Yes! You're a cheat!
They're busting with the cameras.
We could do that.
We could.
Okay, right.
Okay, right.
Right, so she never brought it up because she's not his girlfriend.
Yes.
Thought, okay,
fair
look,
enough.
Whatever, we're not exclusive.
You're
whatever.
Wanting to be chill. You're not wanting to rock the boat.
Yeah. So she's also... She is switched on.
She said, wise.
The girl in the email mentioned moving down for uni. So this all checks out. She was in the uni district, you know.
Yes, yes, yes.
Alongside this, Brian is a massive gym goer. And due to having a very fixed night schedule, seems to go to the gym a lot at the same time during the day.
to see, let's say, Susan.
Okay.
Due to seeing Brian for 5 months now, 5 months or so now, we have had multiple conversations about sleeping with other people and all those kind of things.
Okay.
He has said he has never felt comfortable sleeping with more than one person at a time. He's lied to the other girl.
Is he not winter celibate then?
He's lied to the other girl.
But he lied to us all.
But then it's weird because he's being... like, he's being, like, he's being truthful to this girl because he's saying, I don't want to sleep with anyone else.
Yes.
But then he's still going at 1 a.m. to see another girl and then lying and saying, I went to celibate.
Right, just don't go.
Just don't go. What the fuck? Do you think that's it?
Can you imagine this girl listening to that episode? She would have thought, shut the fuck
shut the front door.
Imagine that.
No. And it just
I'd
all getting pieced together.
I'd be freaking out.
Your heart, you know when your heart beats so fast? Oh my God.
I'm sorry that this has come out like this.
I know.
But I'm also glad that you now know something that you may never have found out.
So he, before, like, you're his girlfriend or boyfriend. Right. He has said he has never felt comfortable sleeping with more than one person at a time. Brian has a close friend.
Okay, new character.
Let's call him Stove.
Okay,
she
Steve.
She said Steve. Yeah, Steve. Steve and I have built a friendship through Brian. He's aware of my overthinking, like what Brian does on nights out, and what he's like with other females. But so you like Brian.
Yeah, you're friends.
Brian, but she also likes Steve.
Sorry, yeah.
And what he's like with other females. About 3 weeks ago, Steve made a joke saying, nah, he doesn't sleep with anyone else. He tells girls that he's celibate because of the gym. Are you actually kidding me?
Oh my God.
So Steve knows Brian's little trick.
He fooled us all.
He fooled everyone.
He fooled us all.
You little celibate man.
You sneaky thing.
You had us Googling celibacy for the gym.
We were on bodybuilding.com.
We literally were on the bodybuilding. Oh, it's a myth. It's a myth.
Reading about how extracting semen daily, what it can do for muscle growth.
What an elaborate lie.
What a load of bullshit. But also, like, what do you do in the summer?
Yeah. It comes up with another bullshit. But then why are you making it? But then it's weird. He's just making excuses to not sleep with these women who want to sleep with him.
Right.
It seems a bit backwards in terms
of
the men.
It seems like a lot of effort.
Yeah,
For what? For what?
He must get a kick out of, like...
almost.
He gets a kick out of something else.
Yeah. But it's like, isn't just...
What's the point?
What's the point? Brian, email in.
But
let us know.
But then Steve's saying, so he does this to multiple girls, tells them he is celibate through winter. It's not, you're not the first one.
What?
So, like, what is... what are we... oh, I wish we had a picture of Brian! Okay, we're almost at the end now. So, yeah, 3 weeks ago, Steve made a joke saying, nah, he doesn't sleep with anyone else. He tells girls he's celibate because of the gym. All these signs are leading me to think, is this girl's Brian my Brian?
Definitely.
100%.
Without a doubt.
Just to add to this, my Brian is Greek, so is hers.
It's the same guy!
I can't. What should I do? Could it just be a coincidence or should I watch the podcast?
No, this is way too specific.
Oh, listen, she said, or should I watch the podcast with him and see if he crumbles?
Have it playing in the car. Have it fucking playing in the car.
That would be our advice. Have a GoPro set up, you know.
Send us the footage.
Please. With the permission
we can
to
keep
use
the
it.
Make
him sign on the dotted line.
Shit.
Seriously.
What are the chances of that?
I know. Just, yeah. What should I do? Blah, blah, blah. Sorry, girls, for the long email. No.
Not at all.
But
be
our
guest.
I'm stuck on whether I'm just overthinking this or do we actually live in a small world? We live in a small, small world.
We all live in Whoville.
And it's very small in Whoville.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He's Greek. He has this weird lie. It was a uni girl.
Late night.
The 1 a.m. thing. He's a gym boy. He's Greek.
It's him.
I can't. Okay, so what
Sack
is she?
It off.
I think he's just a bit weird. The weird lies all lead to bigger
lies.
Just
like,
so
it just doesn't make sense.
Don't
because
know.
Like, if he was going to cheat on you, that would make sense.
But
the fact that he's making the effort to, like, go to this girl's house, talk for 4 hours over the kitchen island.
But also that is emotional cheating, I guess. Got very nasal there.
And then having a kiss and then going home, like, what is that giving him? Why is he doing it? And why does he do it to several people?
Maybe he just doesn't want to plant his seed.
Just wants to have a snog.
He just wants a passionate snog.
But yeah.
Is it his tactics? Does he want girls to fall in love with him?
Because they can't have
him. He gets a kick
him.
Out of saying, oh, sorry, hold your horses.
Must do.
He must, because I'm sorry.
I think he's a fucking weirdo.
Fucking freak. Freak of the fucking week.
Freak of the week.
Watch out. He's a
weirdo of Whoville, that's for sure.
So he's a bartender just out there.
Yeah.
You need to let us know the city.
You do. We need to raise some red flags.
We need to raise some awareness, put some posters up around
warning,
the city.
Warning.
Winter celibacy is a lie. Yeah. Please.
Oh, listen, I think, look.
I'm sorry, Sophia. There must have been another girl who's had this winter celibacy
please
life on this
tell
man.
Us.
Because also, he's obviously a very good looking, built, muscly Greek god. Yes. All right, whatever. I'm sure you're attractive.
Yeah. But you're a freak.
But you're a freak. What a fucking freak.
The only good thing here, right, is that both girls
are
have
aware.
Found out the truth. Yep. And I think now you can just be like, oh, I'm done with this.
Too
it's
messy.
Weird.
It's weird. Also, like, you've been seeing him for 5 months and you like him. 5 months is a long time.
Long time.
For him to still be going right. Like, also, after a shift, are you not fucking tired?
Are you not
freak?
Exhausted?
But he's still got the energy to go and see a new girl.
Desperate.
Weird. For what?
For what? Cut it off. You've got all you were going to get out of
yeah.
it. You've seen him for 5 months. And the girl from the last episode that he wasn't replying to her text.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Dodged a bullet.
I no doubt he's got multiple women that he's doing this weird, sneaky,
so,
weird
but
thing
for what?
To.
What's he gaining out of it?
Unless we did an MRI scan on that man's brain.
We'll never know.
We would never. Even then, we wouldn't know.
Right, but, moving on.
Right, okay.
God, what an update was that?
Can't even with that. Her hands are.
Okay. Next dilemma. We have got here mystery pants.
Mystery pants, you say?
In his bed.
Stop. And the thing is with pants. I know when they're not mine.
I know every single pair of pants I've got.
For the past 10 years.
Yes.
I could see a pants that I wore when I was 10 years old and tell you whether they were mine or not.
Same.
And that's just, you just know.
You just know.
Your uncomfortable pants,
but
the pants
thing
you
is,
don't really want to wear.
Boys don't think that we know that.
Exactly.
It's like the hair bubble situation. Yeah. That's not a thing that they've thought
the
about.
The neurons don't connect.
The pathways aren't yeah, pathing.
In that instance.
Okay, so big fan of the pod. Thank you.
Big fan. Shout out.
Me and my flatmates listen every week while we make dinner.
Together, you guys.
Oh, enjoy
shout
the fajitas,
out.
Guys. Bon appetit.
Enjoy the
it's a classic dish.
I know it is. Definitely a classic
we're
in the
all,
household.
It's a classic in the
household. Oh, we got peppers, onions, chicken. Delicious. Old El Paso kit. Stunning. What, we got hard tacos or soft tacos tonight?
I use the same kit.
No,
they're brilliant.
They're classics. They've been around for decades
they
and
have.
Decades.
And
she's been
and
using
you always
buying
feel
them for
like
years.
You've really cooked up something special.
Yeah,
you
do.
Made
it's a little bit of sour cream. Bit of guacamole. A bit of salsa.
Bit of heat.
But he was so spicy today, isn't it? Bit
right.
heavy-handed.
Okay.
With the paprika. Okay.
We are all super close, but I'm worried that's all about to change.
You guys, no more
we
for you tonight.
We are 4 third-year uni students, 2 boys, we'll call them Brian and Tony.
Who's Tony?
And 2 girls, Sarah and Susie. I am Susie in this story.
Okay. Wait, sorry.
2
We've
girls,
got Brian,
2 boys.
Tony, Sarah, Susie is the writer.
Sarah has a crush on Brian since first year has never said anything to Brian because she doesn't want to ruin the friendship. They've never had a normal relationship because she's been a bit territorial over him. But to be fair to Sarah, there has always been some sexual tension. And he does sometimes get flirty with her.
But they've never locked lips.
No. Recently, Brian's been seeing a new girl. Let's Uh-oh. Call her Sandra. Things have been going.
Sandra.
things have been going well and Brian seems really happy.
For Brian and Sandra.
Sandra has come round to the flat and gets on really well with everyone.
Oh, that's good.
Sarah has even said she thinks Sandra is nice too.
Okay.
But I know deep down she's quite hurt that the fact that Brian's got a girlfriend.
It's gonna hurt.
I've tried to talk to Sarah about it, but she doesn't really want to open up. I just know that it's getting her down.
Oh.
Could you just scroll? Thank you. For a bit of context, Brian and me share a wall. We live in a pretty small flat. Okay.
Oh, no.
The other day, Sandra came round after her and Brian had been out on a date. I was just about to fall to sleep when I heard shouting from Brian's room.
Stop. Is it Sandra?
Didn't think much of it until the next day when I saw Brian and he seemed really upset.
Oh.
Brian then explained that Sandra had found a pair of girls' underwear in his bed that weren't hers and kicked off.
Sarah planted them. I'm calling it now. Sarah planted the pants.
Fair enough. I would too. Brian swears he doesn't know whose they are. And because we all live with each other, I know he hasn't slept with anyone else.
Yeah,
like, no one's been around here.
I've called it.
Brian showed me the pants.
Called it.
I know they're Sarah's.
I called it.
We had just gone shopping a few days earlier and they were the exact pair she'd just bought. Fucking hell.
So she's put a nice clean new panty.
Yeah, of course she has.
Wanties.
Yeah. Brian and Sandra are now taking a break because Sandra doesn't believe that Brian doesn't know where these pants came from.
But also, side note, in Brian's defense, he does live with two girls and like a laundry basket.
Yeah, yeah.
An accidental tip of a,
you know,
like, a cycle could have gone on, a pair of knickers could have gone in his pocket.
Yeah, it's true.
Seriously.
But like finding a thong in the bed,
you know. I guess.
So they're taking a break. I confronted Sarah about this drunk. She burst into tears, admitting it was her and saying she thought it would just be a funny joke and didn't think they'd actually break up. She asked me not to tell anyone and I don't know what to do. Sarah is my best friend at uni and I know this is out of character for her.
Yeah.
And seeing them together was hard considering their history. Right, because you're in third year.
Yeah.
Sarah's had a crush on Brian for since first years. Year. Yeah. I don't know whether to tell Brian it was her and risk ruining their friendship and the whole flat dynamic.
Yeah.
Or do I keep it to myself, hoping that Brian and Sandra will work it out? This is complicated.
Sarah has just had a moment of franticness, hasn't she? She's overwhelmed with love and emotion and jealousy and,
I think she
panic.
Probably wanted to maybe, I know she said it was a joke.
I
think she
that.
Probably wanted to cause a bit of a rift.
Yeah.
Granted, maybe she didn't expect it to break,
to
them,
break
up,
them up.
But like, you don't just do that. She wanted to stir the pot.
She knew that would upset Sandra.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
as nice as she says Sandra is,
No.
Like, okay. So.
So are you going to tell Brian?
Okay. Oh, shit.
Because Brian showed you the underwear and gone, look, Sandra's fuming. She's found these. And you've seen them straight away and thought, I fucking bought those.
So the question is whose back should Susie have? Her best friend at uni or not have her back? That was it, right?
I guess your best friend.
I guess. You need to get her to declare her love to Brian, I think. Just be like, tell him you're eating yourself alive.
Yeah.
You know, tell him your feelings. Let him know. Look, I like you. I really like you.
Get it off your chest.
Get it off. She'll feel relieved. She won't be like feeling like she's harboring this big secret that she's trying to sabotage stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure, and she's got uni to focus on. She needs to release this information.
True.
She's got a dissertation to write this year.
True.
Seriously.
She's got big deadlines.
Yeah,
coming up.
And she's like moving frantic and emotional. And she needs to just like set a record straight.
Yeah.
Granted, like we could maybe keep the pants situation to ourselves. It's only gonna make Brian hate Sarah.
Yeah, because it's ruined his relationship.
Yeah,
especially if Sandra can't get over this.
Yes. Because he's thinking, well, you ruined my relationship. Why am I gonna be with someone who's a sabotager?
Yeah.
So we need to keep some sort of illusion alive for Sarah, for Brian, if there's any chance.
Yeah. I think
Poor Sandra. Because, you know, you say she was a nice girl and she just didn't believe you. Listen, I wouldn't believe him either.
You're
a pair of fucking sexy
And you live with thongs. Two girls. It's...
Yeah, and then they're all saying, no, we don't know.
Yeah.
Of course you know. Someone
you're gonna
fucking
think,
knows.
They're going to think you're being lied to,
Someone
aren't you?
Someone fucking knows, yeah.
I mean, technically, I guess you've got to have your best friend's back. She's going through a hard time. She's always had a crush on this guy.
That's so hard.
He's got a new girlfriend in front of her face at the flat, living together. She's probably watching them, cuddling, laughing. That's hard.
Listen, if those walls are thin, she's heard all sorts as well.
She don't want to hear that.
No, she doesn't want to hear. You don't want to hear the canoodles and the giggles and all those noises.
You don't want to hear that.
No, and especially because she's single.
I know.
She doesn't even have like a sympathy boyfriend, you know, someone she doesn't really like just for some cuddles.
I know.
She doesn't even have that.
So I think you've got to have your best friend's back, technically. She's going through a hard time. Maybe you should tell Brian what you did. Like, own up to it.
Yeah.
Come clean.
I bet he's going to hate her. There's going to be no hope.
Yeah. Maybe just keep it to yourselves.
But then if Brian and Sarah suddenly embark upon a love affair.
Can't see that happening.
Neither can I, but if.
If.
Then this thong incident comes out in 5 years' time, it's going to ruin the marriage.
Then you'll be emailing.
So it's So do we just put all our
dirty
all our
laundry
to dry?
Yeah, or, that's a tricky situation to be in.
It is. I think try not to insert yourself too much. Like at the end of the day,
though, because you all live together.
I know. Do you know what? At the end of the day, if you were being selfish, I want you to be able to live in a nice. I don't want
harmonious.
I don't want, you know, Sarah and Brian's beef to ruin your last year of living at uni. Do you know what I mean?
True.
If it was me, I'd be a bit selfish. I'd be like, look, I'm going to keep this to myself. Yeah. I don't want any bad vibes in this house.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a dissertation to fucking write.
True.
Do you know what I mean? I'd be a bit selfish and I'd be like, I'm not.
Saying anything.
Sarah, keep it to yourself too. Like, let's just keep this harmonious.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to be hell.
All hell's going to break loose.
Yeah, and the last thing you want is coming home after a long day of uni work and studying in the lecture hall.
Yeah.
And fights are breaking out. Or we can't be in the kitchen together. It's like tiptoeing around. There's nothing worse than that.
And there's no doubt she regrets it.
No doubt she regrets it.
Or does she? Because Sandra's gone, ain't she?
Listen, I mean, if I was being conniving, I mean, great plan, Sarah.
It's a good idea,
Sarah. You know,
Sarah,
I think it was a fantastic plan. It worked out just how you wanted it to.
It did. Good work.
Good work, Sarah. A star from us. Sarah, we need your POV, right?
Absolutely.
Write in, please, Sarah, because we need to know what was going through your mind.
We'd like to know your thought process.
And I want to know what your plan of action is. I'm really surprised you've not had a drunk snog, to be fair, the two of you. Because she said there's always been
obviously
flirting.
Doesn't have that strong feeling.
I know, but there's always been a bit of
yeah.
And then the thing is, if two people are like really trying to keep a friendship, then they will.
Yeah, true.
You know, but you need to just lock lips.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today. Baby.
Right. Merry Christmas, I guess.
And a Happy New Year.
We've got a very fitting dilemma next. Come in from Susan Susan.
Someone's coming from my gig.
Susie Lou.
Susie Lou.
Susie Lou, who lives in Hoo-Hoo. The town of Hoo. She said, my mother-in-law is the literal Grinch.
She is he. Hello, everybody.
It is I. Okay, so first, I love the pod and I actually cannot believe I'm writing it right now.
God.
They never can believe, Susie Lou.
Susie Lou Who.
Right, quick background.
Okay.
I'm an engaged girly. Congratulations. Wow, congratulations. We don't get a lot of fiancés in here.
We don't.
I've been with my partner for 6 years.
Gorgeous.
We bought a house together a couple of years ago and are getting married next summer.
So exciting.
Wow. We have never spent Christmas together. Okay. It's never been a big issue or problem before, as we spent almost every day together. Okay, so you're a couple that's like, look, we can be separate this day. Fine.
Let me go to mine, you go to yours, everyone's happy.
Your family's
see
happy.
See you next week.
See you on fucking Boxing Day, babe.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Need a fucking break from you. Right, so, and he has always, you know, I've always wanted to be with my family and he has always wanted to be with his, so it just worked out. Last year, after we got engaged, his mum, my mother-in-law-to-be, became absolutely fixated on the idea that I was taking away her baby boy. Not the baby boy. So also she's been voicing this. You're taking away my baby boy. Babes, it's been 6 fucking years.
Nothing's, and also like, nothing's really going to change.
He's a 34-year-old
man. We already live together. Yeah. Like, it's not like I'm whisking him away to the other side of the world. We live down the street.
Also, he's here every
Christmas.
Nothing's
going to change.
He's here every Christmas.
But she's just freaking out.
She's just freaking out. Maybe she's scared of it being a marriage now. Because before she probably thought, oh, you know, it's still a girlfriend or, oh, it's still a
fiancé. Well, do you know what I think this could be, actually?
Yeah.
To play devil's advocate, like I sometimes do. She is the mother of the son.
Yeah.
And usually what happens, like you see it all the time on TikTok.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when it's like with dad's side of the family, it's like, oh gosh. Everyone's like, not everyone, obviously, but generally people are more closer to the mum side.
Yes.
Generally speaking.
Yes.
Because it's like, oh, you're the maternal grandmother.
Yes.
You're the maternal, like the mum side. So maybe she's got a bit of insecurity about being on the dad's side. Because she might think, you know, she may be worried that
when you have the bride, a child,
She maybe is worried that her son will get pulled more into your into her side of the family.
Yeah. Because what it
is, I can't get my words out.
Exactly what you're trying to say, because she's scared that when you have a baby, and naturally she's going to turn to her own mother.
Of course.
But like, if I had a baby, I'm turning to my own mother.
Not your boyfriend's mum.
No, I'm turning to my sister's. You know, I want my mum there.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily want his mum there.
Right.
Right? At all, to be honest.
Right.
Sorry, lady. I don't know you very well. Right? And she's scared.
Just being honest.
Yeah. And she knows that.
Yeah.
Right?
And it may be that you want to live closer to your mum.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And she may be thinking, oh, my son's like, I'm losing him because she's on the side of the boy.
But that's just the way the world works,
that's
lady.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
And it's not always like that. But
it may explain,
it may be a fear that she has, you know?
So she's become fixated on the idea that I was taking away her baby boy with not so subtle comments.
Okay, like, Susan, this is a bit unnecessary now.
Like, come on, like, don't make me feel bad. I'm just in love. Do you know
what
I mean?
And I'm just a girl.
Like, thankfully.
Who loves a boy.
Exactly. Thankfully, you raised a okay man.
Right.
Who I'm willing to wed.
Right.
You should be grateful he's with me.
I'm taking him off your hands.
Yeah, you should be grateful.
Yeah, he could do a lot worse than me.
Exactly. Like, do you know what I mean? She should be grateful. Right. So with not so subtle comments always being thrown about, she even went so far as to calling me controlling, which I'm not. She is. And sending my fiancé messages like, and I quote, I hope Susie is taking care of my little prince. Gag worthy.
My little prince. Don't make me sick.
Don't. That is. I hope my Susie.
Also,
I'm not his mother.
Right.
You're welcome to still do his.
Yeah.
I'm not his mother.
Yeah. I'm not trying to take over your
role.
I'm
not going to be cooking and cleaning everything up for this man. Man child.
Oh, dear.
Little prince. As well as a lot of other digs about my size.
What?
No, I'm not even big.
Why are they always bringing
not
size
it would
into it?
My appetite. Fuck off. How dare she talk about your appetite. That's literally disgusting. I hate people making food comments like that. Oh, you could put it away. Yeah, of course I can.
duh. You said that to me the other day.
Yeah, but sometimes Sophia eats, I'm like, cool, blimey, she can really put it away. We'll both have the same sandwich. I'll be on my second bite. I'll look over, it's fucking gone. But not from a mother-in-law.
No, it's different vibes. No.
And how I've decorated our home.
So what, just, she's slagging it off.
Yeah, slagging it off.
Slagging off your slagging home it inspo. Off.
No way. Okay, so a nasty piece of work.
Oh, it's not really
then.
The colour that I would have chose.
Oh, God, isn't that so for an awful colour?
It's a good job you don't fucking live there.
Yeah,
then,
it's a good
it?
Job you don't live. It's a good job you didn't pay for it then.
Yeah. Off you go.
Oh, that wallpaper is ghastly.
You're not ghastly. My choice.
Right. So this year, my fiancé and I have decided to spend Christmas together for the first time.
Oh, because your fiancé's yes. now, you're a yes. unit. You're thinking we need to be, you know, a united front.
Yes.
We come as one.
Yes. Due to very elderly grandparents, we'll be going to my family's house.
Oh, she's fucking raging, isn't she? She's raging. Human.
The blood is boiling. Okay, and also, like, that's fair. Like, my fucking grandparents are elderly. Get over it.
And also, like, I'm sorry.
Come on.
We're going to the girl's house. Let's be real.
Let's be real.
Let's be real.
Like, and for, I'm
you're coming
pregnant.
To mine. I'm not coming to you. Yeah. Let's be real.
But also, like, I can see you any day, any other day of the fucking year. We've got 300 and how many days in the year?
65.
Yeah. Like, it's one day. Okay, like, what about
so
Easter Sunday?
You've decided to have Christmas yeah. as a couple at yours. Oh, let's keep going.
Oh my God, drama queen. Listen to this. When he told his mum he would be coming to my family's house, she cried hysterically for 2 hours, saying that Christmas is now over for her.
Is
and,
he?
And she's going to be alone forever. Does she not have a husband?
I think maybe she's single okay. and he's an only child.
Yeah.
Which I could...
Please note. Oh, no. Please note. She's got everything sorted.
I stand corrected.
Please note. She has 2 other sons and is married to their dad.
Oh, my God.
Babe, your family is full.
I was trying to cut her some slack.
Same. Right. There are also... They are also not a big Christmas family.
Right.
So what the fuck is all the fuss about?
You always complain about all the cooking anyway.
Fair enough if she was like Mrs. Claus, but she's not even... So it's always very low-key and casual, whereas my family, we're obsessed with Christmas and love everything about it. Lots of food, wine, music, games, like we
yeah,
love the day.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So she's crying hysterically. She's saying, Christmas is over, Christmas
bit
is over.
Bit of an over... yeah, that was a yeah. big reaction.
Big reaction. She then texted me, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, no. Wait. Sophia. She then texted me. Saying she wasn't going to get him or us any presents. Is she trying to like manipulate you and guilt trip you into being like
yes,
like blackmail you with presents?
Yes,
you can keep your socks. Yeah, you can keep your candle, babes.
Yeah, I don't fucking want
you
it.
You can keep your diffuser.
Yeah,
don't need another one. What the fuck? And they weren't going to get a tree.
Fucking hell.
She's not even putting a tree up.
She really is the Grinch.
And that she wasn't celebrating or having Christmas.
Stop.
Listen, I'd probably be that dramatic though. I'm laughing. I'd be like, no Christmas up this, no Christmas,
Christmas
tree
is
up cancelled. This year.
Cancelled. We shan't be celebrating. Year. Brian's not going to be here.
Listen, Leonardo is not going to be here. My son's
So name. I'm cancelling the day.
So I'm cancelling.
I won't even be getting out of bed.
I'm going to be acting like it's spring.
Wake me up when it's over.
Wake me up on January 1st. I'm not in the spirit, guys. I'm so sorry. So dramatic.
Oh, okay. Chill out, Susan.
You funny lady. So she was.
This must be her favourite child.
It must be the first born.
Oh, the other two, no, fucking
What about us? Mom, come on, man. No tree.
Mom, for fuck's sake.
No fucking tree.
I know he's your favourite, but come on.
Come on, what a way to make it obvious. Oh my God. Okay, so she wasn't
Mom, lighten up. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. It's supposed to be a time of festive cheer. Right. So she wasn't celebrating or having Christmas because my fiancé is spending 2 days with my family.
Oh, please.
We offered to see them on the 27th, the 28th, but she said not to bother.
Don't bother.
Don't bother. I can't even look at you right now. Don't bother.
The only reason why we can't see both families over the 2 days, so I'm assuming Christmas and Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Is because my family's a 6-hour drive away and we would split the time. Right. Or we would split the time. Yeah.
Of course.
Here's this reaction. Oh, my God. We've got a picture attached.
Oh, my God.
This reaction on top of everything else has made me very concerned about how our lives together
and tell other me about celebration. It.
Yeah. Think of the baby's first Christmas party.
Yeah.
I'm nervous for you guys.
Same.
Oh, my God.
Even first birthday. Like, is she going to kick off?
You know,
off?
When you're pregnant, I'm nervous. Like, what's she going to be like, this lady? Because she's unpredictable.
She is unpredictable.
No, but like your birth. Watch her burst through the doors.
I know.
You know, uninvited. No, but I guess if
is she
going
to be
her,
kicking off that she's got to drive 6 hours to be a part of it? She'll be like, can't you have it at ours for
yeah,
one?
Yeah, she will.
And you'll be thinking, no, she I will. Want to go. I have my own mum's house.
She will. But she has to understand, she's got 3 sons.
This is the life that she's going to live.
This is the life of a mother of sons.
Of a boy mom.
A boy mom. So this reaction on top of everything else has made me very concerned about how our lives together and other celebrations like Christmas or birthdays are going to be.
Yeah.
I try to stay as neutral as possible, but when is it time for me to tell her to stop?
Ooh.
So this is really getting to you now. My fiance does step in, but the situation has never improved. For the sake of mine and my future family, what should I do? Thank you from a sad daughter-in-law-to-be.
Oh,
I've attached
God.
A photo of me and my fiancé.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, you guys. Happy couple. Gonna have some cute babies.
Aww, really cute couple.
Really cute couple. Her little prince.
The little prince. Goodness me. Right.
Right, so you're getting pushed to the point where you're thinking, I'm gonna have to say, stop it, lady.
Because, like, you know, you would kind of say, let your fiance handle it.
But right.
Let your fiance talk to his mum and say, chill out,
chill
please.
Out, fuck
like,
you.
You're making a rod for your own back because you're only pushing
Ooh,
us.
Oh, another set. You're making a rod for your own back.
You're only pushing us further away.
Yeah.
But he said that doesn't, she said that doesn't really help.
They need to drill a message through. Like, she's only going to make it worse for herself.
Yeah,
and she's only going to push you away more. And then when it comes down to it, when you have kids, you're not going to want to bring them around her. And then she's going to have ruined it for herself.
Well, she's just moaning, isn't she?
Well, yeah. And when you want a good relationship with her, I imagine when you first met her, you really wanted to love this lady. Like, you do. You want to love your mother-in-law and your father-in-law, don't you? Like, no one wants, like, a horrible situation.
Yeah. She obviously feels very passionate about having her son around at Christmas time.
Yeah, I think she's just panicked. I'm assuming this is like the oldest born.
Yeah, the first one to fly the
nest. It's probably been a fear of hers since they were kids. Oh my God, one day they're going to get married and I'm going to lose them. I'm going to lose them.
Yeah.
So let's try and cut to some slack. Oh no, but she has made the nasty comments.
Oh, she has made the comments.
So
she?
Like also unnecessary. Fair enough.
Trying to drive you away.
If the Christmas thing was an isolated event, I think, okay, maybe we could talk to this lady. But
yeah,
actually, no, I've just remembered. She's insulted your home. She's made nasty comments about your appetite and the way you look, and I don't like it, and I'm sorry, and she's a grown woman, right?
I think if I were you, genuinely, I would just try and like rise above and not
rise
entertain
above.
It not play into it, not have a big conversation. I would just take more the stance of like, I'm just going to ignore this, and it's only going to, make her, she's only making her own life worse because like, well, no, next Christmas, I'm not coming to you. Because you'll be judging me whilst I'm eating my turkey.
Exactly.
Like, she's only making life worse for herself.
God forbid I made a dish for the family, you know, and she's just like, oh, this is awful, isn't it?
God.
It's a bit too much salt,
in here, isn't there? Very salty.
Oh, this is very salty, isn't it? Oh, this is too sweet for me. Oh, dessert, oh, I can't, that's too sweet for me.
I can't really handle
sweet stuff.
I'm so petite.
Oh,
I couldn't finish it.
Oh, just a slither. Yeah. Like, no. Yeah, next year, you know, she's only going to make it worse for herself.
Yeah. You can kill her with kindness.
Exactly.
Try and kill her with kindness.
Kill her with kindness. At the end of the day, you're going to have a great Christmas. I mean, you're going to have the best Christmas of your lives.
Absolutely.
You're going to be with your lovely fiance who you do love and want to get married to.
Yeah.
And you're going to be at your family's.
Yeah. Win-win for you, hey?
Win-win for you. Look, send her a selfie on... you can send the mother-in-law a beautiful Christmas selfie on Christmas Day.
Yeah, thinking of you.
You know, it's nice, but it's also striking her when she's down. And I think she needs to see, look, we could all be happy here.
Right.
But you're ruining it for yourself.
Yeah. She's having a hard time.
She's having a hard time.
I think she's really struggling seeing her son grow up.
Yes.
And have his own life.
Yes.
But that is a her problem.
It's a her problem.
And she needs to work on that. It's not an excuse for her to be nasty
it's
towards
never
you.
Never an excuse to be nasty towards the lady who's making
so she's got
happy.
Her own. She's got her own problems to figure out. That's why I think you just need to rise above, kill her with kindness, don't play into it, act like you didn't hear it, laugh it off, and just like...
Well, now I'm worried for the wedding day.
Oh, let's not talk about that yet. God, let's get over Christmas first.
Let's get through Christmas, but I'm more worried for the wedding day.
Yeah. Well, maybe she'll improve with age. Yes. You know, when she sees that actually my son's not being taken away from me, she might chill out a bit.
Yeah. And maybe when she realizes, but it's been 6 years. She needs to like count her lucky stars. Is that the saying?
Count your blessings?
She needs to count her lucky stars and be like, look.
At least, you know, she's not taking him to Australia.
Yeah, and also, like, you're a lovely woman.
Right.
You know, you are lucky that your son is with such a lovely girl.
Amen.
You know, so she needs to, like, relax. Take, you know, relax.
Good luck with that. Okay, last dilemma, folks. Buckle up. I am dating two flatmates at the same time.
Wait.
What are the chances?
So do the flatmates live together?
Beg your pardon?
Does she live with the boys? Or do the boys live together?
So, sorry. Do the flatmates live together? They're flatmates. Okay. She's not
My
in
bad.
The flat.
It's late at night.
She's dating two flatmates.
Got it. She's not in the flat. Well, that's at least something.
So those fumes, you've been sniffing all day inside that mask.
It's this foamy nose. It's sending me looping.
Okay. A few weeks ago, I met a Brian on Hinge.
Okay.
He asked me to grab a hot chocolate at the Christmas market. Oh. I just couldn't resist.
I like that.
A lovely suggestion. He was a gorgeous boy in his pics, but even better in person.
Love that, always.
6'2", big blue eyes, gorgeous locks blue. Of hair. We had such a sweet date. Went ice skating, hot chocolate. He even bought me a Yorkshire pudding wrap. We love a Yorkshire pudding wrap.
Do you know the amount of TikToks I've been seeing about people making their own Yorkshire pudding wraps?
Seen them.
And
seen
it sounds
them.
Me tempted. Have you seen, what's that note? Have you seen the man who's made the giant roast pie. Potato?
No.
Potato. No. So you know when you make a roast potato?
Yes.
Sorry. You know when you make a jacket potato?
Yes.
Just make a giant roast potato. Cut it open. Oh then you put your sausage and your veg and a bit of whatever, a bit of stuffing on top with gravy. And it's like a jacket potato, but it's a roast dinner.
That's a nice Christmas dinner idea. That
That's
is.
What we should do as veggies.
Should. Okay. So lovely date. Anyways, he asked me out on another date. One thing led to another, and I have been on 4 dates with this man.
Incredible. Happy for you.
He invited me round to his apartment one evening.
Nice.
As his flatmate was out, cooked me a gorgeous dinner. It was such a lovely evening, pasta, wine. Obviously, I liked this boy, and we ended up getting with each other.
Lovely.
A few days after, we were chatting, and he brought up that evening. He said that we actually used his flatmate's room that evening as his room when we were, you know, in the bed.
Yeah.
Because his bedroom was messy.
That's weird. Is that not weird?
Little bit weird, yeah. So he said, oh, by the way, when we were, you know, in bed, that was actually my flatmate's bed because my bed was
but
messy.
But also, like, tidy your bedroom before I'm coming
around.
Yeah,
come on.
Like, don't...
Change the blue bed sheets,
for
goodness sake.
I don't want to be in your flatmate's sheets.
I don't know what who's been in these sheets.
Or who has been in these sheets or what has been done in these sheets.
That's a weird boy thing, that is.
That was weird.
That was weird.
Yeah.
I thought this was so weird because I've just used a random Brian's bed without him or I knowing. I didn't think anything would come of this, and it was the first weird thing this guy had done.
Shit.
I liked him. However, from previous relationships I've had, I've learned to never close myself off after just a few dates, as you don't know someone's true intentions after such a short amount of time.
Yeah, 100%.
We still chat every day and things are going quite well though. Okay.
So you just think that was the first little weird thing.
Yeah, you noted it as a bit of a red flag, and you're keeping your options somewhat open.
Which is fine.
So fast forward a few days, I matched with another gorgeous Brian on Hinge. He had a similar vibe and was exactly my type. He then asked me to go on a date.
Not the similar vibe.
For a hot chocolate at the Christmas markets.
They've been sharing tips.
Oh, I had a great date last week.
Went down
hot chocolate,
great.
Crisp bit of ice skating, Christmas market. She loved it.
She lapped it up.
I just couldn't resist. I feel like it was a good comparison for me to learn to fine tune what type of boys I'm into.
Yeah.
We again had hot chocolates.
It's wholesome.
Walked around the stalls.
It's wholesome.
And then he suggested a Yorkshire pudding wrap. Of course he did. To which I declined because I felt like I was living the exact same date as Brian Wong.
Yeah, let's at least
this
have some
noodles.
This
is a bit familiar, isn't it?
Yeah, let's get a hot dog this time.
The date was so cute. And obviously I was imagining my South of France wedding with this guy.
Ooh.
We had similar interests, even a few mutual friends.
Nice.
I went out on another date with him. It was just perfect. He then offered to cook me dinner last night at his apartment. Obviously,
why
I thought...
Why are they the same man then?
Obviously, I thought, super normal. Didn't give it a second thought.
Yeah, this is normal behaviour. I did this a couple of weeks ago.
He told me he didn't live far from me, so walked to pick me up.
Stop.
And we had a little walk in the snow to his apartment.
That's cute.
Only for me to realise he lived in the exact same building as Brian number one. I thought, well, huge building. Yeah. What are the chances, yeah, you know, small what? World.
Surely not.
Let me tell you,
no.
We get into the lift. My palms are sweating.
No.
I was thinking, please not floor 32. Please not floor 32. Brian then presses number 32.
No.
I genuinely yelped and thought, how am I going to get out of this? He asked me what was up, but I just told him fear of heights.
What's that?
Obviously, I was
my
thinking...
My knees would have started knocking.
Obviously, I was thinking, if this is Brian's one flatmate, he wouldn't invite me over for the first time while his flatmate was home.
Of course.
Okay, so you're kind of hoping, Hopefully. Okay, if this worst case is the same flat, my original Brian shouldn't be in. How wrong I was. Oh, no.
Wait, he was in?
He unlocked his apartment door, and there was Brian number one sitting on the sofa. We locked eyes. I let out an awkward laugh. He said, hi. And it was so, so awkward. Brian 2 then asked if we knew each other.
Fuck off.
Brian 1 replied, we used to.
Fuck off. We've had sex in your bed.
In your bed, matter babes. Of fact.
He said, we used to. What a slap in the face.
See, I had told Brian number 1 I wouldn't be on my phone much that evening as my mum was visiting me from back home.
Caught in the lie.
Oh no.
So we said, we used to.
Oh, so you've texted your original boy. I'm going to be a bit busy tonight. My mum's visiting. I can't be on my phone.
Yeah.
And you fucking show up at his flat.
Shit. Oh,
meanwhile,
no.
He's innocently minding his own business, not on no dates, sat on his sofa watching The Grinch.
Shit.
Watching getting in the Christmas
Grinch.
Spirit.
Fuck
oh,
off.
Oh no. I'd shit myself. I'd turn around.
No,
I
would.
In.
If we were leading to, I'd actually, but in that moment, you're just shell shocked. You're not thinking.
Don't know how to process.
Also, she thought Brian number one wasn't going to be in there.
She said a little white lie that completely backfired.
Shit.
Brian too asked how we knew each other, and I was just frozen for the whole encounter.
Oh my God.
Brian number one told him, I am the girl he had been telling him
so
about.
So he said, this is the girl I've been telling you about.
And it erupted into a huge argument.
Erupted? What, between the two boys?
Between the two boys.
What?
He just stood there. Holy shit.
But also, but, I mean, that is weird that they haven't shared a name
or a
picture.
Because that's the first thing
it
you
is.
Do.
It is. Let's see.
Let's see. Can we see? Can
that's
we
the first.
See?
Show us. That's
especially
the first.
Like if you and Brian number one had been on, you said like 4 or 5 dates.
Right.
Like you were getting along.
Right.
Would you not be like, oh, let's see. Or at least have
offer
say
a
name and be like, oh, it's Nicole.
Exactly.
And be like, oh, wait, my girl's called Nicole.
Yes. Where does she work?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is weird that they, but then it's like if they're dating loads of girls.
Yeah, true.
You know, they're not.
Anyways, I told them both, think it's best if I leave. And I escaped as fast as I could out of the building.
Oh my.
I got a text off both Brian's this morning telling me they both liked me and they both wanted to take me on another date. On Wednesday.
So it's a Ross and a Joey when they're dating that girl, Soph.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and they're both like, oh, well, okay, let's do one more date because we both like her.
Okay, what's the budget? Yeah, what's the budget?
Oh, okay, so they didn't have a conversation of like, look, mate.
No.
Let's just leave her in the past. Our friendship, no. They both, listen, honestly, you've got something special there,
let's let her decide.
Yeah, that's what it is. Let's let her decide.
So they both asked you on a date on the same night, knowing that you can only then choose one.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't want to be dating someone whose house I can't go round to because a fucking guy is there that I've been seeing.
Right.
Like, that's a red flag for me. Because now you know?
But Brian, number two, you only had one date. This was going to be your second.
If we were to pursue with Brian, number one.
Yeah.
Then it's like, oh, it was just a date.
Yeah. Yeah, and you could look back in a long, 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 long time and laugh.
I guess.
You know, you've not slept with Brian, number two.
I guess. But anyway, Brian number two was exactly her type and hasn't done that weird. Like, Brian number one's been weird a few times.
Yes, that's true. Like, you like the Brian number two more.
Like, he made you, you had sex in Brian number two's bed.
She said,
okay.
I told him I needed time to think about it. AKA, right into the podcast for help. We're flattered. Just one last scroll, please. Okay.
Oh, I wish we had pictures
of
them.
Oh my God, don't. I always thought, I can't see any negatives with dating in the early stages multiple boys. But now I feel like I've scared myself for life and caused their flatmate relationship to break up. During She's the date, they have both told me about their best friend, who was their flatmate, and how much I would get along with them. Oh. Obviously, they were right.
Yeah, they were right in too many ways.
So girls, what do I do now? How do I choose which boy to continue things with? Is it too sticky?
Shit.
Do I just spin them both off?
Shit.
The end.
The end, thanks.
God, what a way to finish off
this episode,
hey?
Listen, I think Soph answered it, right? Because you're just like, you've not, like, at the end of the day, like, you could laugh about it with Brian number two.
Eventually,
when you're like a boyfriend, girlfriend with Brian number one for like 2 years.
Yes.
I remember that fucking date we went on.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that argument you guys had?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Brian number two sobs in his bed every night.
Yeah, crying.
Crying
himself
to sleep.
By the way, we slept in that bed.
That's not, he can never find that out.
He's going to one day.
Shit.
You're all going to get very drunk and it's going to come out. But hopefully you can laugh at it.
Day.
Hopefully you can laugh at it.
Yeah. So I do think you could pursue. Maybe it's one more date with each of them and then you decide.
I mean, it's a great story to tell.
It's an incredible
You've entertained
story.
All of us here today, that's
Absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely, that's for sure. So think when you're telling your grandchildren about your single escapades, what an incredible story.
Yeah.
I need more stories like this.
Yeah. So I mean, same, but what can I do?
You've got
some good
stories.
I'm going to live vicariously through you guys.
You've got some good stories. Right.
Yeah. So what can you do? So, I think if you
It's not that
really,
deep yet, is
it's
it?
It's not that deep. I think, look, you either walk away from this situation as a, oh my fucking God, what a crazy girl I am. That was hilarious.
What a crazy single girl I am.
Great story to tell. Yeah. Gotta go, guys. I'm out of here. Or if you genuinely really like Brian number one, I think you can pursue that. Because you've dated him a bit more, you've slept with him, I don't know, I feel like you're a bit more advanced with Brian
number
one.
And then I do think you have a potential to just be civil and friendly with Brian number two, right?
Me too, because it was, you've had less dates, you've not been intimate.
Equally, I do think it could be the same for Brian number one. It could be switched the other way.
But if you really like Brian number two, like, I mean, you can go there if you want. Like, they're obviously both signing off on it because they've both asked you to meet up.
And also, boys care less about this stuff. I feel like
they do.
Yeah,
they do care less.
Like, boys have less, like, of that, like, boy code. Like, in terms of, like, it's not as emotional for them. Whereas for us, like, if it was someone I slept with 5 years ago, I still wouldn't want any of my friends going near them. Do you know
furious.
What I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like they are slightly wired differently.
True.
So I think go on a date with either one of them again.
If
you want to, they're signing off on it.
Yeah.
I want you to make an informed decision because you like both of them.
Yeah.
And make
I just want to make sure here that they've not turned this into like a boys
competition. And I've screwed their intentions here.
Yeah. And like, you know, they don't even like really care about you. They just want to have a laugh with the boys and
to
see
share
who's
with their
better.
Other mates.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want those vibes.
I didn't consider that.
Yeah.
And I'm scared of that now.
So am I. But so I think it depends how much you genuinely like A
Either
or B. Because you could just walk away now and be like, haha, gotta go. Hilarious.
Yeah,
great
also,
story.
Like, if we're going to protect our peace, this could get very messy very quickly. Right?
I feel like it's going to be messier with Brian number two.
Yes.
Than it is with Brian number one.
Yes. But then again, with Brian number two, we just got to keep things hush hush for a while. You know, for at least 6 months or so, and we're obviously not going back. I'm just because she did like Brian number two. I don't want you to rule him out, but I guess it's only been one date, so how can you compare one date to like 10 dates? It's incomparable.
Yeah,
But then Brandon one has been a bit weird.
Why was he weird again?
Like with the sleeping in the friend's bed. And she said that was the first weird thing he did. So meaning other weird things.
Yeah.
So maybe they're just both a bit weird.
Both a bit weird.
Like maybe they're both, maybe this is what they do when they get a kick out of it, dating the same girl and maybe. Then pretending. Maybe this is all an act.
Because you know what it's
maybe
giving?
Maybe this is all, this is just what they do.
It's giving This Means War.
Yes.
Reese Witherspoon. Yes. Chris Pine.
Pine, is it?
And who's the other guy? Oh. Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy. Oh, the muscle
Is that man. His name?
I think so.
Pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what this is giving. But then yeah. One of them did genuinely fall in love and did really like her, even though they were competing.
Yes,
it
of
was
course.
Genuine.
Of course. So, just tread carefully.
Tread carefully and slowly.
Tread carefully and slowly. Try and trust your gut. Yeah. What's your gut? Only we know what your gut is telling you. Like, is your gut telling you that their intentions are pure? I don't know. Like, maybe do one more date with either of them or just walk on out of there and let's just move on.
Yeah. I feel you know? You can only go on another date with one of them. You can't date both of them
again.
No,
you can do...
Got to pick.
You can do one date with both of them again and then you have to pick.
I feel like you can only do one.
Oh, she has
you
to
can't,
pick now.
You can't. Yeah, I feel like you have to pick now.
Really?
Because, well, they've who both invited you out on a date on Wednesday. So you've got to say yes to one of them and no to the other.
And maybe that's just the answer they're waiting for.
Yeah.
Shit. I don't know how I would
proceed. Good luck. Let us know what you do. Please keep us posted.
Yeah, but also, like, let's have some excitement in our lives.
Why not?
You know, like, we're
shake
young,
it up.
And free. Like, let's do it for the plot.
Yeah.
So let's, you know.
Let us live through you, you know?
Yes, please. This sounds
please.
Like, this is riveting.
Yeah.
Please write back. Right?
Keep us posted.
Let us know.
What are the chances, hey?
I can't. That's like a movie. You should start writing notes for
it
your
It is
novel.
Giving This Means War. You should watch that, actually. That
might help
you decide.
Maybe watch it with one of the boys. It might be quite good for laughs.
Yeah.
Or maybe when you go around, watch it with both of them. It might be quite funny.
You sit in the
Break
middle.
Break the ice. Guys.
This is like us.
Yeah. It's
Look
fine.
At us.
Yeah. Look at us.
Oh, gosh. Right. Good luck.
Okay.
Right. Does that bring us to a close?
I think so, Sophie.
God, I'm going to miss being the Grinch. I don't want to take this off.
I know. Honestly, I love my cute little nose. And honestly, this wig.
5 o'clock? Jazzercise.
Jazzercise.
6 o'clock, wallow in self-pity.
We took some really funny pictures.
In my self-loathing.
I had to sit on Sophia's lap.
Yeah.
She made me sit
we
on her lap.
We took some funny pics. But it's almost Christmas time, guys. So Merry Christmas.
Yes.
I hope you're all feeling very festive.
Merry
we hope
Christmas.
You like our costumes.
Yes,
if you've
please.
Just listened via audio, sorry about the nasal sounds. Back to regular sounding next week. But yeah, love you guys. Thanks for emailing. Email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom, TikTok. We also have extra episodes every Monday over on Patreon. It's a great time.
We really do.
Honestly,
there's a lot of episodes over there now. They've really stacked
is.
Up.
I don't know what Sophia usually looks like.
I've forgotten.
It's been
but
all
I've
day.
Never felt more confident. I've never felt less insecure.
Sat in this chair today with you guys. Same.
Completely covered.
Same. No nose issues. Which
no
side
nose
do you want me
issues.
From? Which side do you want me from? This side? Yeah. It's like...
It's a weight that's been lifted
wait,
off my shoulders.
What was that clip of... Was it Dua Lipa? Which side? Either.
Either. That's how I feel today.
Yeah, which side? Either, honestly.
Either.
Yeah, can't even.
Oh,
okay,
gosh.
You guys. Thank you for
love
watching.
Love you. Thank you for listening. Goodbye from the Grinch and Cindy Lou.
We
See
love
you. See
you
next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.